Hey guys, this is Ricky Swan, and I am back after our last podcast, which was about a book called Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, when we had a few students come over and ask us some questions about the book. Well, today we are going to talk about a book called The Shining by Stephen King, which is a novel on horror. The overall theme of the text is death, revenge, and a haunted hotel. So as we continue on, I will start off with the exposition of the story. The story starts as the Torrance family, consisting of Jack Torrance, the father, Wendy Torrance, the mother, and Danny Torrance, the son, moving into the Overlook Hotel. They move into the Overlook Hotel as Jack Torrance receives his new job as a caretaker in the hotel. After being fired as a teacher at Vermont Prep from hurting one of the students due to his uncontrollable anger issues. As they move into the Overlook Hotel, a mountain resort in Colorado, they move into Dick's room, who was the former caretaker of the hotel but was going to Florida for a trip to visit his home. As Dick is showing how to work around the hotel, Dick leads them into a house where they're going to live and shows them all around. After Dick shows them throughout the house, Jack accepts the job and officially starts working under Stuart Ullman, who's the owner of the Overlook Hotel. As we start off, the rising action is as Jack receives his new job as a clerk for the Overlook Hotel, he starts struggling with his anger issues. He starts uncontrollably venting his anger on his friend Al Shockley, who helped him out in getting a job at the Overlook after being fired as a teacher. After arriving home in the hotel where he was given a home, Jack's anger starts becoming uncontrollable, and then tensions start rising between Jack and his family. When Watson, the great-grandson of Robert Townley Watson, who built the Overlook Hotel, which was completed in 1909, was leading Jack through the boiler room, Jack notices that he made no mistake in judging Ullman as a person who is not giving him the full information he should be giving, because after viewing Watson's relaying of the Grady tragedy, was what really got Jack's mind set on the topics death and the Overlook. As Jack gets his new job, he is warned to never go into the room number 217, to never enter some areas of the hotel, making Jack curious about what can be inside these forbidden areas. Jack also figures that this hotel is haunted with ghosts or of those who were murdered here. And the thing that is the worst is that ever since Jack stops drinking, the spirits want Jack to start drinking so that they can use him for evil. We are also introduced to Danny's imaginary friend, Tony, who is, in other words, basically Danny Torrance's advisor in very serious matters. Danny is the only person who could actually communicate with him. So ever since Danny and his family moved into the Overlook Hotel, Tony has been making Danny aware of whatever is going to happen, basically like predicting the future. Although the messages were very broken, the overall message was very clear that Tony was sending to Danny, which was that the Overlook Hotel is a place where nothing good can happen to anyone who stays for an extended period of time, especially during the winter season, because of the fact they're staying there for the winter season. Because nobody usually wants to be a caretaker during the winter season, but Jack Torrance accepted that as a job. So continuing on, as a fact, all three of them faced fearful nightmares that slowly become the reasons that the three of them were breaking down, causing many problems and tensions between all three of them. As another worry, Jack resumes drinking, and then the spirits end up taking control over Jack. Continuing the climax, due to the Jack being under control of the spirits, Jack brings an axe in the hotel and ends up hurting Danny the same way he hurt him as a child, which was like by breaking his arm because of his uncontrollable anger issues. The falling action is when Jack and Wendy start going back and forth trying to hurt each other because Jack brings an axe due to being under control from the spirit from room number 217. By her possessing him and taking control over him. In the resolution, as Jack continues trying to hurt Wendy and Danny, Danny and Wendy escape from the hotel secretly and leave Jack due to him being possessed. As they leave, the spirits blow up the hotel with a furnace, and Jack dies in the hotel. Dick comes back and is able to see Wendy and Danny alive. In the novel, a very major symbol was Red Drum, which is murder spelled backwards, which is what Tony, Danny's imaginary friend, always told Danny. Tony eventually was also one of the spirits that haunted the hotel and was with Danny ever since they moved into the Overlook Hotel. I would personally give this book a positive recommendation because this book is definitely a thriller. and it must read. The way Stephen King has used the literary device red rum, meaning murder, is excellent. Well, that is it for today. Have a nice day and hope you decide to read this book.